Waking Up in Dixie, a Novel by Haywood Smith. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2010 by Haywood Smith. This unabridged audiobook is published by Haywood Smith, care of William Morris Endeavor Entertainment, LLC, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. There's something to be said for being married to the meanest man in town, as long as he's the richest. Elizabeth Whittington stood in the elegant foyer of her elegant house and reminded herself that she'd gotten what she'd wanted when she'd landed handsome Hal Whittington, the crown prince of the prosperous town his family had owned for generations. Respectability for herself and their children. She'd escaped the shame and squalor of her roots. For that much she was deeply grateful. She told herself to be content and tried to count her blessings. In some ways, Howe treated her well, despite the fact that over the years he'd gradually withdrawn till their lives were merely tangential, politely lived in separate rooms. She'd long since known about his fancy women down in Atlanta, but fear had kept her silent, fear of losing what was left. At least he was discreet. He'd given her security, too. She and the children had all the material things they could ever need, though their son and daughter took it all for granted. She had a magnificent home that she had come to love, even though her domineering mother-in-law had refused to let her change a thing out of respect for the Whittington ancestors. And Hal, prophetically, had refused to take up for Elizabeth with his mother. Elizabeth told herself she should be grateful, but instead, she was lonely.